Why did you come here today? Hopefully, you came here today to celebrate the Eucharist. Is that why you have come? Okay. So maybe then, you have come because you are obedient to what Jesus said. And in our first reading, we heard the people saying to Moses, "We will do whatever the Lord wants us to do." Would you? Will you? So if you are ready to do what the Lord wants you to do, then the next question that I have for you is this: are you prepared? Are you prepared? Because did you hear that word prepare being used in the gospel reading? Because the disciples approached Jesus and they asked him a question. And the question was, where do you want us to prepare for you to celebrate the Passover? So clearly, they understood that this was something that Jesus had to do. And they wanted to know where they should prepare this place. So you heard that, didn't you? And then Jesus told them where they needed to go so that they would find this man who was carrying a jar of water. So that's a sign. Follow him. Follow him. And what will he show them? He will show them an itsy bitsy room. Was that it? I think Jesus said, he will show you a large room. A large room. And he said, there you make the preparation. In that large room. So you may ask yourselves the question, did we follow a sign to come to Mary, Queen of the Universe? Sure enough, we have signs along the road that people can follow. But we have other signs, don't we? Like we can look at the website and we see a sign saying that they have a mass at 8, they have one at 10, they have one at 12. And we follow that. And yes, we have come to this large room. And when Jesus said that you would have this large room, he was saying that nothing that we do for God should be small. Nothing that we do for God should be small. Because when we think of God, is that God lavishes everything he has on us. And if we're going to respond to God, it means that we have to respond to God lavishly as well. So we need to make our preparations. And when we think of a mass, especially a mass in this place, there is a lot that goes on behind the scenes to prepare for the celebration. There is a lot that needs to be done before the mass can be executed. My goodness, what a strange word, because sometimes that's exactly what we do with the mass. We execute it. But I hope that we are here not to execute, but to celebrate. To celebrate this, and to celebrate it without holding back. You know, as we can think of musically, it's when we come and we pull out all the stops. Because nothing is too good for God. Because for us, nothing is too good that God would not give us. And therefore, we see Jesus in that celebration. He was saying to his disciples, this year we're going above and beyond the expectations that you have of the Passover. Because as he sat at table with them, he took the bread that they were accustomed to having. He took the cup that they were accustomed to having as well. And he said, guess what, folks? This is my body. This is my blood. I'm giving this all for you because I think you're worth it. And so he looks at us and he says that we are valuable in his sight. And therefore, every time we celebrate the Eucharist, we're celebrating the lavishness of God. God who does not withhold anything from his disciples, not from his children. He gives us everything. And Jesus is like Jesus saying, what more can I give you? I give you all. I give you myself. I give you my body. I give you my blood. I give you my life. I share that with you. And so we come day by day to celebrate this because we are so grateful. But in order for us to truly celebrate it, we have to be prepared. We must be prepared. And when we think of preparation, we think about what we need to put into the celebration to make it the best celebration ever. Because, you know, I like to tell people that when we celebrate the Eucharist, it's as if we're doing something and, you know, well, in order to explain this, when I was a boy growing up, in the sacristy, as the priest would go out the door, there was a sign. And that sign with the words, celebrate this Mass, O priest of God, as if it were your first Mass, your last Mass, your only Mass. Celebrate this Mass as if it were your first Mass, your last Mass, your only Mass. And I try to think of that and to offer that for each Mass. So I have never celebrated Mass before. Every Mass is the first time. And every Mass may be my last Mass because one never knows. And therefore, it means that we have to prepare this, prepare ourselves, prepare our hearts. And therefore, this is where the large room has to be. The large room in each one of us. And if it's a large room, it means that the room must not be cluttered. So our hearts must not be cluttered with all kinds of things, but rather we have that heart to say, this is your altar. This is your throne. This is what I offer you. So celebrate that Mass always in our hearts. And this is how we will understand what this feast is about. So he has given all, and we in return should give all. And therefore, everything that we do in this celebration today, I want you to see them and read them, see them as signs of giving God all, because he is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the one that we'll serve in thought, in word, in action. That's the one that we worship today.